I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio. Hey guys, it's on.
You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love Neighborhood Radio.
Hey, where's my neighbor's at?
Oh my god! Have you heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Are there any neighbors out here?
Hey, is that Neighborhood Radio?
This is Barbara.
Hey, come here, check out Neighborhood Radio.
Have you heard Neighborhood Radio?
Is there anyone out there who wants to talk to me?
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Mike here with another rendition of Neighborhood Radio. Intro music. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm exhausted. I got beat up by a living dresser. A dresser. And it hurt. And Monica and Hannah came over really fast, by the way. And they just had these serrated machetes. And they took it apart piece by piece. Urinated on every single piece. Then they poured more cat urine and then covered it all with sawdust before lighting it on fire and dancing around it, totally nude, which I felt a little uncomfortable with. Meanwhile, I was bleeding out in my front yard watching the whole thing when I didn't even see him show up, but Southern Jim just was there treating my wounds. And then I passed out. And then I came to, and he was gone. And Monica and Hannah were just, like, downing shots of, I mean, I think it was tequila, but it could have been any. It smelled very strong, and that's kind of what helped wake me up. But, I mean, at least they were there the whole time. And I guess they dealt with the demon dresser problem. So I'm not feeling great. I spent a couple nights in the hospital. But we're back at it. We're back at it this week, and we're gonna tune in. We're gonna see who we can connect with and everything. Alright, let's turn the knob here. This way. Hello? Is anyone out there? Alright, turn it some more.
Hello? Oh my god. Oh. Hey.
Hey,
is this Michael? I was like looking for you.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. I've been like looking for you to like talk to you and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, Tiffany, we kind of like last time we saw each other was a little awkward, right? There's a lot of
I like
pictures of me in your closet.
I don't even like remember. I was so drunk. Oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
really
no, it was Valentine's Day. Just got. I don't know. I was in drag, and I went into your room and found that you had drawn a bunch of pictures of me and your son's nose blood.
What? No. What?
You don't.
I don't remember that.
I mean, it's okay. You can. We talked about it. It's fine.
I said I don't remember it. Shut up. Oh my god. I'm sorry.
No, it's.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Okay. No, it's fine. It's you know. How's your week been? It's been kind of a rough one for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about it or something?
I kind of just did.
Oh.
I got attacked by a dresser.
Oh my god. Fran Drescher? The dresser?
Fran Drescher dresser. Yeah. Yep.
Oh
just
my god.
Beat the ever-loving snot right out of me. And yeah, but I'm okay now. I'm okay now. And I know not to say beet juice three times.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood officially. Oh my god. Everybody has to like go through it, you know?
You've been beaten up by a demon dresser that looks like Fran Drescher?
It actually wasn't Fran Drescher. It was Larry the Laundry Basket. Yeah.
Is that like a laundry basket that looks like Larry David?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh man, I can't believe I guessed the right Larry on the first one.
Oh my god, you're like so super smart and talented.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I wish I heard that more growing up.
Yeah. You hear it now from me.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. It's good to hear compliments from your friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Just you know. Good friends.
Good.
Right.
Good friends, but like you know, people can like be friends, and then they can like be lovers in the night, and be married and grow old together and like die in each other's arms, like when they're taking a cruise and stuff.
I'm sorry, my radio is coming in out there. What did you say? Something about a cruise?
Yeah, that friends can become lovers and they can get married and then they can grow old together and then they can die in each other's arms on a cruise ship. Hello?
I'm sorry. Again, I kept getting static. Yeah, there's something about dying on a cruise ship.
I was just saying that friends can be lovers and then they can get married and then they can grow old together and like die in each other's arms on a cruise ship, you know?
Okay, I did hear it that.
Oh, okay.
That time. I guess that does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah. So, what are you up to tonight?
Oh my god, I'm like hosting a QVC party. I was wondering, actually, I have another QVC party coming up on like this coming Saturday. And I was like wondering if you wanted to come over. I'm inviting some of the people from the neighborhood and I'm going to be premiering some brand new QVC products. These are like the best of the best QVC products.
What kind of products are you talking about?
Well, there's this earbuds that they vibrate to. They vibrate in your ears and it's just like so cool. Oh my god. Yeah. And there apparently there's like some health benefits to it. I'm not really sure. I haven't read up on it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vibrating earbuds.
I have a knife that has a vibrating handle on it.
Oh, that seems dangerous. What's the purpose of the vibration function on that?
Lots and lots of health benefits, but again, I haven't read up on it yet.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right.
And then I have a self-lighting candle from QVC. It smells,
that's pretty cool.
It lights itself and it has a vibrating function as well. Oh my god. Oh. What?
do you have any products that don't vibrate?
What's the point? I'm an old single lady. What's the point? I say, oh my, I'm so sorry. I've had so much wine. Brad's not even home tonight, so I drank even more wine than usual.
Oh, what's Brad doing?
Brad, I don't even know. He said that he wanted to like go ask out Monica, you know, one of our neighbors. They like had a thing.
Oh yeah.
They had a thing at the Valentine's Day party. Oh, when he was and he was named prom king. Wasn't that the cutest thing ever?
That was great. God. I loved that. So that was very wholesome.
Isn't he just so cute? Brad. I love him.
Yes. Hello.
You got a real gentleman on your hands.
Oh my god. Jesus, who is that? Who's in my house?
It's me. Huh? It's Clara. Don't worry. I'm just tuning in, trying to get some pal time. I don't know. How are you guys?
Good. Good. So, you know, it's me, Mike, and we got Tiffany here, too.
Hi.
Oh, nice.
Talking about vibration.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, I mean, no, vibration's great. It's like probably one of the only things you can get joy out of these days. Like, I wish everything vibrated. Like, you know, silverware, carpets, shoes, seatbelts, like, you know, just literally everything. Stoplights, I don't care. Just everything. Leaves, falling leaves, raindrops, pavement, I don't know. Librarians, couches, surfboards, ocean spritzers, ginger ales, Gatorades, shopping carts, dogs, soup, big soup, sweatshirts, junkyard birds, dove keys, branches, skateboards, Tootsie Rolls, and sarongs.
Yeah. I mean, talking to Tiffany, it sounds like the world would be a lot better if all those things vibrated. And it sounds like QVC sells most of that stuff, right?
Yeah. So, like, almost everything that you had mentioned was, like, an actual QVC product.
Really?
Yeah, you should come more for QVC.
You guys sell raindrops?
Yeah.
Honestly, Tiff, you know, I'm a woman of pride, but as I let slip, apparently this is not supposed to be common knowledge, as I let slip at the Valentine's Day party, Derek and I are in jeopardy of losing our mansion. Apparently selling stocks on women isn't the most profitable job right now. So I might have to find a part-time job.
Oh my
and
God.
I just wasn't ready for this, but
I
feel like I'd rather eat cement, but you know, maybe I need a job at QVC with you.
I have the perfect job opportunity for you. Have you always wanted to be a boss bitch? Make your own hours and get unlimited income on your own time.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Well, let me introduce to you Shake'em.
Wait.
You can be, you can host, you can be a health coach. Okay.
Tiffany, I have to ask, are you pitching this to me or to me and Michael?
You? Why? Why would Michael want it?
I don't know.
Legally, I don't know if I can be a boss bitch, so.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because, like, maybe I didn't have to go through this alone, Michael, but if you're not going to play. Okay. Yeah. No, please keep going, Tiffany. Please tell me more about this amazing opportunity that I need to keep my family safe.
I mean, I'll be here with you the whole time. I just have a job. I'm a vet tech, so.
Okay, but can you just pretend, maybe, so I don't feel so alone all the time?
Sure. Tiffany, can you pitch it to both of us?
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Shake'ems is a revolutionary new drink. It is a powdered supplement that you put with milk or water or in your tea or in your coffee 3 times a day. It gets rid of wrinkles. It gets rid of fat. It gets rid of regret. It gets rid of marriages. It's like, oh my God, it's like revolutionary. And you can be a coach and you can sell it with us and you will be a boss bitch. Okay.
Wait, so can you only use this if you want all of those things? Like if you want to get rid of your wrinkles, do you have to lose your husband? Like, is that, it's an all or nothing deal?
No.
Yeah.
You drink it and your problems go away or your money back.
Do you have to be able to identify your problems, or what if you have problems you don't know about or understand?
You drink them and everything becomes clear.
Wait, so you said you drink it and all your problems go away, or you get your money back. Is this a decision you make, or do you just, like, it's a gamble and you just all of a sudden find the money you paid in front of you, but you keep all your problems? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, how do you measure this?
Oh, well, the company will give you your money back if you're not happy with the product.
okay, I see what you're saying. I didn't know if, like, literally opened your eyes after a sip and there's a check in front of you or something.
So
okay.
All you have to do is buy 6 months' worth of product, and you need to get 20 of your friends involved or family. It could be friends or family. You need to attend the meetings online. Oh my God, they're great. Like, we call each other boss bitches, and like, we go to these conferences, and like, you can win a car if you sell enough. It's like, oh my God. It's like so cool.
All right. Tiffany, can I count you as a friend?
Unfortunately, yeah, not. It has to be somebody that's not already in the system.
So I couldn't even count on Michael if he was in it.
Oh, yeah, Michael, you know what? I mean, men can join. It's just, like, it's more of a product for women.
Hi.
Like, men can join. I'm not going to say, like, you can't. Like, you do whatever you, like, want to do.
You know what?
How many
Michael.
People? How many?
Shake'ems!
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so how many people have you pitched this to in the neighborhood?
74.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of them.
Just today.
Oh, that sounds like a lot. Just today. Oh, my God. Wait, Tiffany, are you making money?
I will be if I sign up 20 of my friends. And then, like, you know, okay. I just got to, like, work really hard and, like, sell my products. Mm-hmm. I need to, like, message people on Instagram, and I need to, like, make social media posts that say, hey, I used to feel down, but now I don't because I drink Shake'ems. Ah!
How many people have signed up?
Me? And Brad, I may have forced his signature on some paperwork. Mm-hmm. I'm not proud.
So out of the 74 people, it's just you and Brad?
Yeah.
Did you?
Okay.
Tiffany, did you buy into a pyramid scheme?
It's not called a pyramid scheme, actually. It's called an inverted triangle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what they say. That's what they say it is. But like, if I work hard enough, I can like climb the ladder and I can become like a buddy buddy with the CEOs and like get free cars. It's like not that hard to understand.
You know, Tiff, I really do appreciate this opportunity. It's really touching to have a friend reach out and try to offer me negative money. But I think I'm gonna, I actually had a door-to-door juice salesman approach me this afternoon asking if I wanted to buy some juice, but I actually might just shadow him for a couple weeks and just see how that goes. I'm not sure.
The door is always open if you guys want to come.
Yeah, I don't know, Michael. Should I start small? I don't know.
You can be a boss, babe. Make your own hours, work from home. You could be like a work bitch, boss bitch.
Okay.
It's a babe or a...
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
I think it sounds like a boss babe is a boss bitch junior. Is that right?
Yeah.
Are there rankings in this system? Like, what rank are you?
I'm a coach.
Okay.
Yeah. Boss
What's
coach.
What's above that? Boss coach. Yeah. Okay.
Supervisor coach is above that. And then director coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
And then supervisor director.
Okay.
And then director of directors.
Oh, yeah, naturally. Wait. Yeah, that makes sense.
Where does boss bitch come in then?
That's like the top rank. Like, like they sell a lot of product and they've been like doing it for years.
How many of them are there? How many double Bs are there?
What do you mean, like in the company?
Yeah.
Two?
And how many people are in the company total?
5,364.
Wow.
Just in my county?
That makes you think. Wow.
Tiffany?
Yeah. Hey! What?
Are you going to be okay?
Oh my God, I've never been better.
Are you sure?
I have never been better. Oh my God.
I feel like you need to drink some of those shakes.
Tiffany?
I've been drinking shakes nonstop. I can't remember the last time I ate like cold food or warm food. Yeah, sorry. What is it, Clara?
Tiffany, I've known you long enough. When you get that little chortle, sort of a gurgle kind of an answer, you're not confident. Like that. That's what I'm talking about. Honey, listen. I know you. I know you well enough to know you're not okay.
I am okay.
Honey, can I advise you a little bit? I've been taking, you know, in my journey to get more money, I've been taking some psychiatric classes.
Oh my God, just good
hoping,
for you.
I just want to go to the park and look at birds, and then maybe someone sits down next to me and I try to analyze the problems for them and see if they'll give me a little bit of money, kind of panhandling really, but for some reason people don't feel bad just throwing down a Benjamin when someone says, you know, you're fucked up. So what I'm hearing from you is you're not okay, honey. You're not.
Is that your dog?
Yeah, sorry, my dog was barking.
It's okay.
Honey, you got a dog because you didn't have a dog at the Valentine's Day party. That's impulsive. That's impulsive. When did you get that dog?
Today.
You're freaking out. Yeah.
I'm freaking out. Like,
you're freaking
thing,
out.
Guys. Like, I'm not freaking out because, like, I am so happy in my life right now. Oh my God. I have Brad.
You're so happy.
I have QVC. I have Shake'ems.
I mean, the one thing QVC has given you is those art classes they've paid for. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So these Shake'ems are like a product that you're selling through QVC that aren't affiliated with QVC. They're their own thing, but you also work for QVC.
Oh my God,
right?
I'm so sorry. No, so like I work for QVC full time.
Yeah.
70 hours a week. But I needed extra income. So
70?
Yeah.
When do you sleep?
Why is sleep? Oh my God. That's why I have Shake'ems.
Keep going.
So then I got a part-time job, and that still wasn't paying enough. So I got another part-time job, and that still wasn't paying enough. So my third part-time job is Shake'ems. Ha ha! Shake'ems, eat them while you can. Ha ha!
Is there when you sell stuff through QVC? Do you get like any money from that too?
No, I'm paid hourly
at QVC.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Would it help at all if we maybe bought something through you from QVC and maybe not a Shake'em thing?
Well, now that you mention it, I mean, before Clara came on, like I was telling Mike that I am having a QVC party on Saturday. If you guys want to come.
Sure. I mean, no Shake'ems, right? Just QVC?
Just QVC, but like...
Just vibrators?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, Shake'ems might be there, but like I'll try to keep it to QVC only.
Michael,
oh my God, I feel like I'm just talking
dreamt.
About me only.
No, it's okay. This is important. You're really going through something, you know?
I know, but I'm going through like the best time of my life.
I don't think that's true.
I do.
I don't.
Well, I'll stop by for your QVC party and pick something up. Maybe something with not as many vibration features, if that's okay.
I'm just the product for you when it's in my bedroom. Oh, my God.
You know, Michael, you kind of dragged me into this, so I do expect you to buy something in my name as well. Okay? I'm the one looking for money, and suddenly I'm trying to give someone else money, and that's not... That's not how a survivor survives, okay, Michael? So just a fun fact is you're gonna buy me whatever I want, okay? Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay? And I'm nothing if not definitely not a survivor.
I wish that dresser got you.
Do you want it back? You want the dress back?
Sure. Yeah, I'll take it back. I don't know. Yep, that dress. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. No. I got it. I dry cleaned it and everything.
You gotta get rid of that dog. You
oh my
can't
God,
take
sorry,
care of
it. Stop barking.
Yeah,
you're
what kind
barely
of dog
making.
Is
you're barely making any money.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Get down, Benji. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Oh,
Benji.
His name's Benji. He's he looks like a mangy little rat. He's so cute. Oh my God, I love him.
Where'd you did you like adopt or?
I found him in a dumpster. And he was so cute. Oh, I was okay. Like, oh my God, come home with me. I want to name you Brad Jr. But then Brad was like, Mom, that's like so weird. So I was like, all right, Benji. And he's like, that's my middle name. And I was like, you're so cute, Brad. I'm going to make you some pizza rolls now.
the dog.
The way that you get sucked into stuff, I bet you did pick up a mangy little rat from a dumpster. I don't think you've got a pet dog.
It's like
you're
so
part
big,
of the
though.
Pyramid scheme. It's
like
it's a dumpster
so big.
Rat.
It's so big though. Okay. It's like a dog. I mean, I guess it could be a rat, but like, oh, he's so cute.
How much hair does it have on its tail?
It doesn't really have much hair on its tail, actually. It's kind of like it looks like a worm.
Okay.
What's its teeth look like, Tiff?
Ooh, really sharp in the front. Ooh.
I don't think. Okay.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think you got a rat, honey.
Oh my God. It's like gnawing on my toe right now. It's so cute.
Hey, Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk to Clara, like, privately for a second?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have to get Brad's pizza rolls out of the oven, so I'll be right back.
Awesome. Clara, let her have this one.
Just
let her have it. Just let her have this one. It's fine. If it hasn't been her yet, like, it's got to be okay, right?
this woman is, she's barely surviving. She's struggling. She's not staying afloat. She's part of this pyramid scheme. Now she's just stolen a giant rat. She has to pay for it to feed it. Is this really the best idea to let her keep loving this thing
rat,
that can kill her?
Your pizza rolls are done. Come get it, Brad.
I think she's yelling about pizza rolls.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I said your pizza rolls are done.
I don't know what she's yelling about.
I don't know.
Listen, it's, you know, she rescued this rat, really, from the dumpster. I'll see at the QVC party. I guess we're both going, right? Like, so we'll see, make sure it's okay.
All right. Well, against my better judgment, you're a vet tech, you said, right? You're going to have to give this thing some shots, okay? You better smuggle in some vaccines.
I'll bring my bag.
Yeah. Do you have just like, hey there, Tiff.
What?
I'm really happy to hear about your dog. That's just such a family member. What a joy.
You guys will get to meet him on Saturday, and that's beautiful.
Could you muzzle it? I'd love that. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. Get down,
Veggie.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
I do have to say, you know, this conversation has gone in a lot of directions, but it does make me feel a little bit better about the week I had.
Yeah?
Actually, I'm gonna change topics real quick.
Okay.
Claire, when you moved in, did you get attacked by any, like, inanimate objects that were also demons or something?
Oh, yeah. Chandelier came after me pretty hard for about a week.
Oh, okay. Did it look like any celebrities?
Yeah, Queen Latifah.
Huh, okay. Queen Latifah chandelier.
She's gorgeous. That's why it came right at me.
Yeah, I was in awe.
I was in awe.
See, I got a Fran Drescher dresser.
Oh, God. How'd you kill it?
I didn't. It stabbed me multiple times, beat me up, left me to die on my front lawn, and then Monica and Hannah came and peed all over it to death.
What?
It's what happened. They cut it up first. I don't know.
Wow.
I blacked out for a lot of it.
That's extreme. Yeah. In my case, Derek just came over with a bunch of gasoline and put it on both of us. And
on both of you?
Yeah, he must have known that the chandelier would have disintegrated without lighting it on fire, or else he wouldn't have done that, I'm sure.
I hope not.
That is great. He had a lot of gasoline on hand at the time. I don't even know. We were moving. Yeah, I don't know why he had a full tank, but God bless. Love him. I love him for that. I'll never let go of him. I'll never let go. I don't care what trouble he gets into the law in different countries.
Oh, my God.
You
guys, your marriage, warms my heart. It, makes me believe in true love.
Yeah, I mean, there's just something about having a first date with someone and then all of a sudden being pregnant and not being able to leave and then having to feel tied down and him following his dreams and you not following yours and just having to take care of the house and do everything he says. And, you know, there's something about that that really makes you stay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a real Cinderella story right there. It's
beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Precious, you know? Oh, my God. Maybe one day I'll find my prince charming. Maybe I already did, and he's in this room. I'm not sure. Not in this room, in this atmosphere. Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a personal question? This is probably inappropriate, but you know, I've had a couple of lime rickies, and I'm ready to go.
Should I leave?
No, Michael. I think you should hear this. I think you should hear.
Okay.
So, Tiff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby Tiff, boss bitch Tiff.
Ooh, thank you.
You told us. You earned it. You know, you earned it. So you told us that your husband left you, right?
Yep.
What was that about? How'd that happen? What'd he say? How'd he go? What was your relationship like that before? Do you have any insight? Why'd he go? Can you get him back?
He looked me in the eyes and he said, bye.
Wait, he licked you in the eyes?
No, he looked me in the eyes.
Okay.
And he said, goodbye, Tiffany. And I said, oh my God, where are you going? He said, nothing. And then out the door he went, and I've never seen him since. He could be dead. What?
Did he say the word nothing? Or
no, sorry, he said nothing. He said like nothing in response.
He said, you said, where are you going? He said, like nothing.
No, no, no. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Like, I was like, oh, my God. He's like, goodbye. And I was like, oh, my God, where are you going? And he just said nothing and, like, left.
So he didn't respond to you.
No, 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 no. Okay. Which was normal. Like, that was, like, totally normal. Like, he usually didn't talk to me at all. And I was like, okay, he's probably just, like, going to work. And he hasn't showed up. And that was, like, a year ago. So,
wow. You think he is dead?
I'm not sure.
I mean, ask Hannah.
Oh, okay.
That creepy girl, she's good at finding dead bodies.
Is that the one who wears like a lot of mascara and she has like the black, dark black hair?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
She's the one that wears the little like black tutus and it's kind of like, you're an older girl. I don't know if you should do that. It's a strange choice, but
it's a lot of about black, white stripes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. I'll like totally ask her. Maybe she'll come to my QVC party and I'll like ask her like, hey.
Hey, that's that's a choice. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
It's okay. I have no husband, but I have Brad and I have Benji.
You know, those aren't the husband replacements though, right? That's your son and that's a rat. That's a dog.
And
you know that, right?
I have never been happier.
Good. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Well, I gotta go reapply the dressings on my stomach wounds that the dresser gave me.
Like, if you ever need help, I'll help you. I'll like totally help you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go step away and refill our gasoline tank, or just in case any other demons show up. I just keep it on hand.
Yeah, that seems. It seems to be a big problem in this neighborhood. All right. You know, thank you for your offer, Tiffany. I got it. I'm going to go. Bye.
Bye. I'm going to go drink a Shakeums.
I hate QVC.